Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. After a week off because of internet issues where I was, it's good to be back in the mornings with a devotion and prayer time to share with you, and particularly on a Sunday morning, as we prepare to worship God together from wherever we are. And if you're able to gather in person in a church building, in an outside worship gathering, or wherever it might be, that's great. If you're still not able to do that, or not comfortable with the COVID stuff of doing that, be sure to worship God as you gather on your own or with others in your home, wherever you might be. This morning, we're back to continuing in the Watch Your Mouth devotional series. As I spend time with God today, and this next topic in the Watch Your Mouth devotional is to choose known words. Sometimes we get confused by people deliberately because they use words that they know that others won't understand. I remember years ago, and I wrote this in the devotional, of getting a phone call from a salesman. And when the call was over, my wife asked what it was about, and I honestly said, I have no idea. They were using words that I thought I knew, but were using them in ways that did not make any sense. And sometimes it's a language barrier between regions of the country. Spending a week in Louisiana, I definitely sounded different from what they did. And often they had as much difficulty listening and understanding what I was trying to say as I did to them. But you work through that until you reach common ground. And as we live life, we live in this divided culture that uses a lot of rhetoric. And sometimes we're saying the same things, but we're not using words that the other side knows. And so we just remain angry at one another. We do that in the church. And it's fascinating. I sit down with individuals and we'll start discussing something, and I'll say something and they'll say something, and it sounds to the outsider and even to us that we're on different sides of the issue. But if we're willing to talk and to listen, and probably heavier on the listening than the talking, we often discover that we reach that common ground and we realize we're actually saying the same thing. We actually believe the same thing. We're just addressing it differently. God's desire is that we would go to His Word as the known words, as the foundation for the things that we share, for the things that we speak. You see, when we choose known words, when we choose the words of Scripture, God's words, He promises that His Word will not return empty or void or useless. That He will create a purpose for them and they will accomplish the purpose for which He created. And this morning, as I typically do Sundays, not only do I spend a little time with the devotional, but introduce the prayer guide for the week. And I think this is going to be a great week. The prayer focus this week is on God's faithfulness. And speaking of choosing known words, the words of God's faithfulness are known through Scripture, and they really ought to be known by us through experience. God responds to us in faithfulness no matter what. And when we live life according to God's faithfulness, we discover that He can accomplish more in us and through us than we ever imagined, because He is faithful. When we look to His Word and claim His promises, cling to His promises as our foundation for life, His faithfulness, the Scripture says, endures forever. as you think about the faithfulness of people. I'm guessing you've had people fail you in keeping their promises and keeping their word, in doing what they said they would do. But guess what? It's probably true that not only have people failed you, but you have failed others. And sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not. It's like ordering at a fancy restaurant. Sometimes our eyes are bigger than our stomachs. We see so many things that we like. I get that way at an ice cream shop. I'll see flavor after flavor, and while still my standard is vanilla with chocolate syrup or something on it, but a good ice cream, it's hard to say no. And we just get in over our heads. And we do that in our conversations with others. We're not intentionally not being faithful, but we commit to things that, well, they're a little bit beyond us. But God's faithfulness is sure. There's nothing beyond Him. When He commits to something, you can be confident it will happen. Oh, not according to my plans or my timetable, but according to His good plans, His perfect plans, and His perfect timing. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to pray about the words you choose. Pray about being understood by choosing words that are known. There were a couple homes that I worked on this past week where it just seemed obvious that lost one of my internet feeds. They were back again. It just seemed obvious that the person, their known word pool was not as great as some others. And before the work time was over, they came out and talked about that openly. And my observation had been correct. I didn't bring it up. But it was something he wanted to share. But I had already adjusted to what seemed to be his known words based on the words he was using. And you see, that's part of living life. And so as you pray, ask God to help you pay attention. That as you share Jesus with people, that you don't get all hung up in words that, well, words that have meaning to you but to no one else. It's easy to do in the church. It's like the evening devotions that I had done all of last week on discipline. If we just leave it at discipline, that can mean things to people that it really doesn't mean to God. Some people hear that, and we talked about that last week throughout the evenings, as simply as punishment. But to God, it's all about discipling, it's training, it's teaching and learning and doing. And so, instead of saying the word discipline, if those hearing you only hear punishment, then use the words teaching, learning, and doing. Or find words that are known to them. We're pretty good at that at times in church, of creating religious words. And sometimes they're words that we find in Scripture in our translations that, well, they're not common words that people understand. And it's not that they're bad words. It's not that they're words that we ought to throw out. They're words that are good and full of meaning. They're God's words. But how do we do it using known words to help people understand the words of Scripture, to help people understand God and what He's done in our life? Years ago, I wrote a blog post, an article about tell your story and give God the credit. To me, that's the greatest way of using known words. You're using words of your story, of what has happened in your life. And you're using them in a way that's practical to others. one evening, a group of us that were working together this past week went out to dinner and shared stories. Not just stories, but our story of faith. They were kind of condensed versions for all of us because, well, our time was limited. But we shared the words we knew, and we shared them in ways that others could know us better. And when we share the words we know about Jesus and we share them in ways that others can know Him better, then we've accomplished a great thing. And so as we pray, I would encourage you to pray about paying attention to the words you use so that they can be understood. Pray about God's faithfulness to you and how you can represent that to others. And pray that God would increase your faithfulness as you become more and more like Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us and is faithful forever. That every word that you have spoken, every promise you have made will come about. Father, help us to pay attention to people, to understand their level of understanding, allowing your Spirit to interpret and to convict and to challenge and to teach, but to do our part to speak at a level that are known words to others. And Father, as we think about choosing known words, may we always look to your word as the words that are known to be true and right and just. Father, help us to represent Jesus well with the words that we use. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes and our communities, I pray that our words with them would be understood, that we would teach them your word, that the words that they know would be grounded and built upon the very words that you have given us. May we pay attention to their learning styles and their progress in learning, that we would teach them about you with our words that they know, but with our life that they watch. Father, as we pray this week about your faithfulness, may it help us to grow in our faithfulness. May we look to Jesus in everything that we do, that he would empower us to grow, to shine, to share. Father, as I continue to think of people across this nation, around the world that are suffering, so much tragedy, so much disaster taking place, so much loss of property and damage and destruction that people are trying to recover from. And while many times it feels like we can do so little in the scope of so much catastrophe, Father, help us to recognize the value of a single cup of cold water, whatever that is, in whatever situation. May our gifts, our offerings, our helping done in faith produce a great harvest. Father, may we not look to what we can't do, but may we look to what we can do. May you help us to see how you've gifted us to benefit one another. May we find ways to do that within our homes, our communities, our churches, even as we look around our nation and our world to help others. May we see the needs near us just as easily as we see the needs away from us. It seems that the further away they are, the more likely we're to see them on the news. So, Father, as we pray this week about your faithfulness, may we trust your faithfulness to provide what we need, to do what you call us to do. May we spend time listening to your known words of living with compassion, living with generosity, living with justice, with mercy. God, today as we prepare to worship you with others, and whether we're doing that in person or online or however it looks, may our worship gatherings be pleasing and honoring of Jesus. And may they simply be a culmination of the worship that we've been presenting to you all this past week. Those that are sharing your word today, may you empower them to speak known words, words that can be understood and put into practice. Father, as we practice those words that we hear from you, from those that are preaching today and in other times that we listen, may we always look for how you would have us to respond to your words. And may our response to your words be such that they lift up Jesus in all things, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday Morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. So good to be back with you, and I'm glad that you joined me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.